I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here is your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about the impact of slothfulness and apathy. And a lot of people think, well, that's not really impacting me or my workspace or my employees or whatever it is, because they think of that those words and they think of someone taking a nap at their desk. Or if they think, well, I'm not lazy, you think, well, that's because I move around a lot. But if you understand this in the spiritual sense, and I encourage you to look up the word today, acedia, A-C-E-D-I-A. It's the word that the church fathers would have used in the 4th century, these monks who went off into the desert to pray, to describe spiritual laziness, which usually means that you're really energized about all sorts of passing stupid things, all sorts of shallow things. And they describe these monks who actually would go off into the desert to pray and be infected by this spirit of spiritual apathy, this acedia. And this one church father, John Cassian, he said that the monk who has this is actually anxious, and he looks around and he's listless and he's looking at the sun waiting for it to set, doesn't seem to set quickly enough. And he said in his mind, there's this foul darkness, a poison. But he's energized about all the wrong stuff.
And this can happen in our organizations too. Just because people seem busy or they're active doesn't mean they care about the right things. And I can think about being in a restaurant where everybody's running around, but none of the servers stop and say, hey, oh, do you need anything? Can I help you? But Everybody seems busy. Or I can think about like going to a mall and watching a bunch of people. They're on their phones and they're walking around and they're doing all this. But you think, are they thinking about what really matters? And is their activity leading to something good for them and for others? And I think when we look at our own organizations, we have to ask ourselves, not are people busy, but are they caring about the right things? Are they being productive? And what I love about your example, Chris, is they should then be peaceful and engaged, not anxious and dissatisfied.
Mm. And like all things with good management, it starts with good management of our own souls, right? If things are ordered in ourselves, we can order our business as well. So it starts with asking ourselves, do we have energy around the right things? And that begins with your spiritual life. So many of us have energy around the news, around every passing shallow thing of our day. I mean, if there's a problem with our era, it's that everybody's busy with everything except for the most important stuff of life. So as a leader, get passionate and energized around the most important stuff, and that might trickle down into every area of life.
So let's pray. God, help us to be focused on what matters and to be active in what matters and to let the other things go so that we can infect others with that sense of not apathy, but caring about what is most important. Help us to be an example to them. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.